The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
When things seem to be out of control, we often hear the words, "The end of time is near." There's a reason many people lose hope and give up on life. Let it not be you. There is always hope in Jesus Christ. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, there was a belief that the return of Christ was about to happen. It was a false impression many of the believers had. So Paul reminded the church on the importance of being steadfast in the faith. Verses 1 and 2, he says, "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by letter or by word, as if from us, as though the day of Christ has come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for the day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Look around today. There are many proclaiming the word of God as if they are God, even going so far as to change the order of things God has already set in place. Especially in this day and time, learn to search the scriptures. Always have a willingness to verify the accuracy of what is being said, no matter who the speaker or writer may be. 1 Peter 1 and verse 25, the Bible says, "But the word of the Lord endures forever." That's the power source, and it's God's word. The behavior of many people is a sure sign that the word of God is being ignored or not being heard at all. For those who word the name of Christ, speaking words that edify and show the love of Jesus Christ to others, must be on full display. The love of Jesus teaches agape love will always overcome hate. Every child of God must show others both love and respect. There will be no haters in heaven. The Jews hated Jesus so much so they put him to death, but the love of the Father who sent him here allowed Jesus to be raised from the dead. Any sufferings in this world will be short-lived in comparison to eternity. Do not lose your soul to the world we live in today. There is great comfort for those who know Jesus as Lord and Savior in the words mentioned in Romans chapter 8, verses 16 through 18, which says, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us." So the question must be asked, do you know Jesus? If not, you need to. He